Our next subject is one that I said that we talked about earlier, which we hadn't. I'm getting to it now. And that is private lessons. Now, there's two ways to do private lessons. One is as a professional private lesson, and that's where they will pay for the lesson. A lot of schools do that. They do a lot of privates all night long. Frankly, I've never heard an instructor say that they enjoyed doing it. And I've heard over and over again, and my experience has been, that the quickest way to burn out an instructor is to require them to do privates. One instructor described it as slitting your wrist and slowly letting the blood come out of your body. That was his analogy for teaching privates. I never want any of my staff to think about teaching classes as anything but a very rewarding, satisfying, definitely challenging, but extremely gratifying experience. And something about slitting your wrists and teaching privates didn't quite cut it. So our approach to privates is a little bit different. As I said earlier, private lessons at our school are free. They're included in the tuition. When I say I would like to test you for your exam, but you've got to work on your sidekick, go sign up for a couple privates on sidekick, I don't want you thinking, again, I'm trying to churn your wallet. I'm sincerely interested in fixing your sidekick. Now, privates, free private lessons are taught Saturday mornings between 9 and 12 a.m., and they're taught by our leadership team. They're not taught by the instructors. They're taught by the leadership team, and they're 20-minute private lessons on that technique specifically. So private lessons are extremely effective, and we do offer professional private lessons. If a student does want to work with one of our black belt staff members, they can hire them out for an hour to work on whatever it is they want to work on. So that option is still there, and we make that available. However, the free private lessons, I think, really make the difference.